The 90-minute forum included questions from the panel, followed by questions from the audience vetted by moderators. Candidates had 3 minutes each to respond, but because it was not a formal debate, there were no rebuttals nor follow-ups. Vision to Action intended the focus to be on its four priority issues of the arts, recreation, transportation, and education, but many questions targeted the economic drivers for the community. Independent and Republican-endorsed Jim Calnon is current councillor from Ward 4 and has been mayor pro tem for 6 years.
The very first thing we have to do is to be sure that we deliver the essential city services at an affordable price. And if we lose sight of that, then no amount of other activity will solve the problems of the city. The city's role in the regional economy will be to be that economic hub, that service hub, the arts and culture hub. We need to develop that. When we have to do that in concert with business and with not-for-profit organizations. And I think it's critically important that we act as a catalyst and not a funder.
Independent Chris Rosenquist, a native of the city, returned to Plattsburgh to run for mayor from Washington State.
We have a wealth of resources here. We have the longest freshwater beach in the U.S. We have a 100-car parking lot down next to our waterfront. We have a gem of a resource in a city marina. We have a train station that sits in the heart of our downtown. We have an international airport that's about to expand to twice its size. Let's use those resources for economic growth. Let's use those resources to attract people here.
Democrat Mark Tiffer is the current Ward 2 city councilor.
We need to solve and settle some of the long-term problems that our city is facing. We have to put our city in economic footing so that we can move on from there. I will hire a coordinator, a community development coordinator, so that we can start working on creating a plan, a master plan, a vision for our community.
The idea of enhancing the community development office and hiring a director has been an issue during the campaign and was a recurring theme throughout the forum. Independent Republican Calnon was adamant that a director is not needed, but his opponents, including Democrat Tiffer, say the city would benefit.
Millions of dollars, they're out there, but we don't have a department that's seeking those opportunities, and we have to. It's an investment. And putting that money towards a community development office, you're going to reap the rewards.
A years-long project to renovate the historic Strand Theater is reaching completion, and events are beginning to be held in the historic structure. It is the focal point of an envisioned cultural corridor downtown. The normally fiscally minded and pragmatic Calnon was at his most animated when asked about the importance of the Strand for the future of the city.
This is a really watershed moment. And I got to tell you, my hobby all my life has been community theater. I can't wait to get on that stage. This is the focal point of our downtown at this point. This is the cultural focal point. This has the opportunity of setting the theme for downtown. We need to rebuild our downtown around the Strand Theater.
Independent Rosenquist calls the theater a beacon for downtown art and cultural development.
Arts and culture, theater, and entertainment has got to be a focal point for our downtown and bringing people downtown. The Strand has been one of the most exciting things that have happened in our downtown for quite some time. And for us to leverage it is essential. However, there has got to be some partnerships going on. There's got to be grants that the city is also helping fund these efforts.
The League of Women Voters helped Vision to Action coordinate the forum. Voter Service Chair Betty Ann King was pleased that the hall was filled with voters.
The League this year has seen more local involvement than I think has happened in a while. And it is very exciting because people really are interested.
Vision to Action's Devi Momot says the attendance and forum topics more than met their expectations.
There are a lot of people here that don't come to events like this very often, and they're very interested in what's going to happen in our community.
I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.